I'm Tommy Gimler. Pittsburgh Pirates outfielder Starlee Marte was suspended for 80 games after testing positive for a performance-enhancing drug. He said it was a combination of neglect and lack of knowledge. It was later confirmed that that drug was nandrolone, which, of course, can only be done through injections. Oops, Susie. To quote Wild Things, which I would love to start doing more on this show of. To quote the movie Wild Things, one of the greatest movies I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oops, Susie.
Oops, Susie. And I'm Adam Ferberg. And Tommy, you told me before the start of the show that that drug was banned during the Nixon era. Well, so was cocaine, and no one stopped doing that. So
hashtag Manny Ramirez.
Let's start the show.
Daily of the Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right, Adam Ferberg, good to have you here. We're the dynamic duo tonight.
That's right.
We couldn't get anybody else. Dutch McTavish, his wife, is packing for Coachella. And she apparently can't do that alone.
With a name tonight, like Dutch McTavish, I just assume that he lives at Coachella. He's just the guy that's always there.
He's there 3 weekends, even though there's only two.
Right, yeah.
He's there 3 weekends in a row. The fabulous T-Sean is getting ready for a father-son golf tournament or something
cool.
like that. So
okay.
He couldn't be here tonight. Brady Matthews is actually employed with a comedy gig, so that's excusable.
Nice.
That is like, hey, I'm out of town. I'm doing comedy. I won't be here until next week. So that's okay.
Okay.
Barry Murphy plays softball. He's softball guy. and since he's like going to be a father in the next couple months, he's trying to get in as many games as possible, so we couldn't get him. Justin Gilbert is drunk. Couldn't get him to Uber correctly to get up here. So it's just you and I, the hysterical Adam Ferberg. You can find him on Twitter, at Adam Ferberg. That's F-E-U-E-R-B-E-R-G.
Nailed it. And I'm so grateful to be here without the five or six guys who you named.
We're going to be just fine. I think when it's just you and I, like, we actually have like a really good show.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not only funny, but after I get done listening to it for like two or three times, like right around tonight, I'm hammered by the time it's done. But I'm like, that is an unbelievable show. Adam Ferberg and Tommy Gimler, Germans and Jews getting along together.
Hey, solving the world's problems, baby.
Did I tell you that, by the way, that when my wife and I went to Germany on our honeymoon, that we were in the beer gardens.
Mm-hmm.
In Munich, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I had retained some German that I had taken during high school and college. And I started using it. And everyone over there was like, oh, my God, an American speaks German? Like, this is great. So we meet these three people playing a game called 21 Down, which is really weird because 21 is 21.
Yeah.
But down is like an American word.
Right.
So just 21 Spanglish. So they're playing this game, and we started talking, and like we were talking for like no more than 10 or 15 minutes, mm-hmm. and finally like their first question came out. Do you guys still hate us for World War II? This is 70 years later, and they're still afraid that Americans hate them for World War II.
Like, they're very, very young when they start learning about that stuff in school, so it's like almost a reminder of how, like, don't let this happen again. Which, like, it's weird because, like, when you're kids, you're innocent of this stuff. You don't have anything to do with it, but it's indoctrinated in you. It's just kind of a thing. And so there is, like, that constant sense of guilt, which, grandparents and people of previous generations are guilty of. So it's weird, like, mm-hmm. impressed on other people. But it kind of pays off in a way because Merkel, Angela Merkel, their president, was just recently reelected. And one of her contenders was this super far right wing, you know, racist guy, which has been a constant, not just here, but throughout the world, man. Like, there is a legit neo-Nazi group called Golden Dawn in Greece, and they're gaining a lot of power. You know why?
They're winning right now.
Yeah,
they're Charlie Sheen right now. They're hashtag winning.
Yeah, you know why? Because Greece has been fucking choked thin. All their jobs are gone. There's no money left. And what do you think? You blame the Jews. That's a classic thing. But luckily, Germany's ahead of that game. So
Well, at least it's not like the South. At least they're teaching them that they lost that war.
Right.
It's not like the South or the United States. Yeah, we lost. We did some terrible things.
Yeah, the Third Reich will Reich again.
I'm sure there's a small part of Berlin that is still believing that.
The Third will Reich again. Yeah. Is that it?
I like it.
All right.
Speaking of someone who will not Reich or rise again anytime in the near future, let's jump into the hot mess.
Hot mess.
It's Starlee. Starling Marte,
yeah,
the Pittsburgh Pirates outfielder, supposedly like the best player they're calling him on the Pittsburgh Pirates. I still think, even though McCutchen has had like his down, his down year and a half here, like McCutchen is still the guy there, but he's really like, I honestly thought this year he could be like a 40-40 guy.
McCutchen?
No, Marte. Starling Marte. So suspended for 80 games for taking the injectable steroid nandrolone.
Has anyone accomplished 40-40 without steroids? Because it's
ooh,
a short
that's a
list.
Great question.
It's short list. It's
Jose Canseco.
Steroids, 100%.
Yep.
A-Rod. He did it. He did it before. I think he was on steroids because he. I don't think he was on roids until he went to Texas.
That's when like Pudge Rodriguez and Rafael Palmeiro were like, "Get in here, kid."
Yeah, exactly.
You're
and
good
that's,
now.
And
you
that's
be
when
really
he because he. I think the most home runs he hit before that was like 40. And then suddenly it was 50-plus.
Right.
So it really jumped. And
was Bonds a 40-40 guy? He had to be eventually.
Bonds,
yeah.
You're right, absolutely right. Bonds was the
but
second
40. But he didn't take steroids.
Well, he didn't in the 90s, no, which is when he did 40-40.
He went ahead of a panel.
Right.
Swore an oath. That man is innocent.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. So is anybody that's gone 40-40?
I mean,
no.
Maybe Soriano, because I don't think Soriano was ever suspected.
No, but he comes from the same country as all these guys. They're all on the same shit.
Right.
Well, as far as Starling Marte goes, like, hey, look, people get busted. Like, I completely understand why people take performance-enhancing drugs.
You have to compete. It's like what, was it Doc Ellis said? Like, as he was never on drugs until he made the majors because he said it's easy to make the majors. It's just as easy to get sent back down. Like, right. It's really hard to stay. So he was on amphetamines for 20 years. Like,
and LSD.
Yeah.
Doc Ellis.
Yeah, yeah,
Doc
Ellis. Doc LSD. I
yeah.
like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like it.
How did
like
no
it.
One put that together? I don't know. We're geniuses.
We just did that right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Daily Upper Decker trademark. Doc,
Doc LSD. Oh, man, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, you can get that's why people come here to the Daily Upper
right,
Decker.
Exactly.
Find us online at Daily Upper Decker.com every single day. Find us on Twitter at Daily Upper Deck and, of course, on Facebook.
We got to sell T-shirts, man.
Oh, Doc God. LSD. That's
Doc
a good
LSD
one.
Or just like Hot Mess or The Pile.
And I'm glad you're foreshadowing because since it's just the two of us tonight,
yeah.
We have no,
Factor Fudge. Factor Fudge would be a huge T-shirt seller.
You're talking about T-shirts, which
right.
is great.
Right.
Factor Fudge actually would, especially if you get like the right.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The right logos. We're going to go through some T-shirts that we're going to make my buddy wear at his bachelor party.
Oh, nice.
So you get to choose which ones he gets to wear. So it's going to be like a wardrobe change every 3 hours he's going to have. And we're going to go to a site called T-Shirt Hell, if you've never been there. But that's later on in the show. Right now, we're talking about the hell that Starling Marte finds himself in now. He's going to miss 80 games. Now, here's the thing about that suspension. He's going to lose $2.2 million, which is like big deal. That sounds like a lot of money, but
what's his contract?
It was a 6-year extension for $31 million. Plus, at the end, there are club options: 1 year for $11.5 million, the next year for $12.5 million.
Oh my God!
He's still good. Like, here's the thing: he's a good player without that stuff. So he's a good player without the stuff. But it's like what happens is, and I completely get why they do it because
right.
a good player is going to make X amount of millions. But it's like, all right, if I can play, even after you get the $6 million or the 6-year, $31 million contract,
right.
It's like if I can play at an elite level, not only are they going to pick up the other $24 million of those extensions,
right.
but they're going to sign me to like another extension worth like 5 years, $120 million,
right? That's
or
when
in
you
the
get
case
stupid
of like
money.
A, yeah, Bryce Harper, it's going to end up being like 10 years, $400 million.
Oh my
so
God!
So it's like, yeah, roll the dice. All you have to do is just mask it. And from what I've been told, of course, I have no like sources. Like legit sources
right.
in the field, but
I know
just,
you've been putting on some muscle, Tommy. I've been a little suspect of you.
But everyone's told me that it's so easy to mask this. Like everyone always says
isn't
that it's
that,
like if you get caught,
right.
you're the dumbest motherfucker. So it's like when you look at a guy like who was the dude on the Mets that got busted like 3 times in a matter of a year.
Oh yeah,
he was a reliever. He's not a reliever anymore.
Right.
It's not Jarius Familia. He's the one who got suspended for beating his wife or some shit. A lot of trouble in the bullpen.
I was gonna say is Familia. He used all 6 fingers to smack her, but that's Fernando Rodney. So that's the wrong.
He's got 6 fingers too.
Yeah, Fernando Rodney has 6 fingers.
The Alfonseca dude who used to pitch for the Marlins
oh, yeah.
and the Cubs used to
maybe,
have it as well.
Maybe Rodney does. Yeah, I'm thinking of Alfonseca.
Man,
yeah.
How big is that guy's dick? If he's got 6 fingers, it's always like you know the size. Your hand.
He actually has two. He has two dicks. It's super weird. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Two headed dragon down there. Oh, that's outstanding.
Dude, I met a girl one time who had surgically cut something in her tongue. So they went like, you do that motion. That's what her fucking tongue did. It was weird. It was wild.
So she did that just so she would be good at giving head.
Maple, she did a lot of like body modification. She had piercings. I met her at a Star Trek convention, so you know she's fucking out there. She had surgical Spock ears, and she had piercings and the tongue thing, and it was super cool. And I would have good stuff to say, but then she promised that she'd book me on the show that she ran in Arizona, and then it didn't happen. So fuck her, man.
No. Well, I was just gonna. praise her dedication to the knob job. It's just like when I was in college, there were girls who like we walked in on them one time and they're like, come on in. And they were literally taking notes on how to give a blowjob because this is basically like at the beginning stages of the internet.
Sure.
So they were watching a video and they were going through on how to give a good blowjob. And we were like, oh, these girls are just fantastic. Like they care.
Just real winners.
They care. Because in Wisconsin, that's hard to find. Usually you find a girl and it's just kind of like, now what are you going to do for me? These girls are like, no. To find the right guy, I've got to do that. So she slit her tongue.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless her.
Yeah.
Kate, let's talk.
Yeah, it did like a kind of a lizardy thing.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was giving.
So where were we? Starling Marte.
Starling Marte. We want to talk about Starling Marte. We keep cutting other stuff.
Well, so the bottom line is you do it because there are millions of dollars waiting for you on the other side.
Right.
And it's just like you know that there's X amount of people in the league who are still doing it. So it's like why if you don't hit like that 30th home run, but some dude who's on it does hit that 30.
You're pissed.
That 30th. Yeah. Then he's going to get the contract. And he's going to get that. And you're just going to get a lesser contract. And in the end, that's what it's all about, I think.
Right. Well, you mentioned that the masking agent, that those are really prevalent, and you're an idiot if you get caught. Isn't that how Manny got busted? He didn't get busted with a steroid. He got busted with a masking agent.
Taking something that, like, women take.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a testosterone booster for women or something
right.
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Something you take when you're, like, pregnant with three kids.
Right. But
one of those things.
It also was supposed to act as a masking agent right. for steroids, and he got caught for the masking agent.
And then didn't he blame it that like on the fact that he couldn't get a boner or something like that?
You know, I'm pretty sure that Manny Ramirez can't get a boner. I'm pretty sure
he's
that
on
that's
so much.
He's
shit.
On when you're on that many roids for so long, you
and then so much coke too. He's on so much coke
right.
that it just
oh yeah
crushed
oh my
his
God.
Crushed his ability to main interaction.
He couldn't get his dick up before the steroids. Jesus Christ, that much coke.
All right, well here's the point with Starling Marte, is just for once. So in his statement, like he came out, and this was before it was released that he had taken nandrolone. So it was just like, hey, I failed a performance-enhancing drug test. I, you know, tested positive for a banned substance.
Right.
His statement was this. I have been informed that I've tested positive in one of the tests that are regularly done in my job. In this very difficult moment, I apologize to my family, the Pittsburgh Pirates, my teammates, my fans, and baseball in general. Neglect and lack of knowledge have led me to this mistake with the high price to pay of being away from the field that I enjoy and love so much. With much embarrassment and helplessness, I ask for forgiveness for unintentionally disrespecting so many people who have trusted in my work and have supported me so much. I promise to learn from the I promise to learn the lesson that this ordeal has left me. God bless you. I love how he automatically throws in God because automatically, like in rural Pennsylvania, there outside of Pittsburgh, they're gonna be like,
"Oh, he's,
well,
okay.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
He'll be back. All right, he's learned his lesson. All right, yeah. God bless you.
God.
But it's like, all right, so unintentionally disrespecting, neglect, and lack of knowledge, and then it comes out that hey, it's nandrolone. You can only do that by injecting yourself.
Right.
So bullshit.
You didn't get it mixed up in your B12, you piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly. So
you borrow that.
I had said unless Andrew McCutchen, who now that he's playing center field, like yesterday in the they got swept by the Cardinals, but yesterday he was playing, he caught a ball in center field and he was like, "This is my position," like one of those old Under Armour commercials. Where it's like, this is my guy, protect this
out. Yeah.
So he was out there. He's like, "This is my position." So maybe he really was. Maybe he was super jealous and they were down in spring training. He walks into Starling Marte's Florida home and injects him in the ass and says, "All right." How I'm going to get my glory back in Pittsburgh.
Right.
But otherwise, it's just like, no, again, you're full of shit. You're no better than Ryan Braun. You're no better than any of these guys. Any of these guys who got busted and then lied about it. Like, oh, man, I didn't know. I didn't see on the side of the bottle like,
right.
that it was on there. So I equated this to, in the comedy world, the equivalent of somebody stealing your joke.
Right.
And then just kind of saying, like, no, I didn't.
Right. Yeah. No, it's different.
It's different. No, it's different. Like, I've never met you. I don't know. Like, no, 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 no. This is whatever.
It's the Vanilla Ice defense from Queen. No, yeah. It's ding, 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 a ding, a ding, ding. It's
yeah,
different.
It's
not the same song.
It's ban, dan, 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 a dan, dan.
Yeah.
There is it. Ban, dan, 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 a dan, dan.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same fucking thing.
So I'd said in the baseball world, just for once, just
right.
once, I want someone to get busted and come out with this statement. I have been informed that I tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug that has been banned at the Olympics since the Nixon administration. I'm aware that it is also on MLB's list of banned substances, and here's what happened. I was a good player, but this shit made me elite. The Pittsburgh Pirates sure as shit thought so, and that's why they gave me a $31 million extension 3 years ago. And if I continue to play at an elite level, the Pirates would pick up my options after that extension that would put another $24 million in my pocket. And really, that's why I did it. That's a lot of fucking money. Hell, where I come from, $55 million is more like $550 million. And I knew that since the punishment for taking Nandrolone under the Joint Drug Prevention and Treatment Program was the equivalent to Kutch tapping me in the penis with his knuckle, I figured, fuck it, let's roll the dice. The only lack of knowledge here is that I didn't know how to mask my PED use properly, so I got popped. Thankfully, I'll have 80 games to figure out how to do it correctly or find something else that'll help me steal 40 bases and hit 20 home runs. I truly apologize to the Pirates fans for getting caught, but don't worry about me. I'll be fine. My contract is guaranteed. I would just love for once, because if I'm out there watching baseball,
right?
And again, it's like, not only does he treat us like we're stupid, baseball in general, football, the NBA, whenever something goes wrong, like, they just come out with these statements and they beg for forgiveness. They say, God bless you. And then everyone just kind of sits there and says, like, oh, all right, you know, whatever. That, you know, the games aren't fixed. Games aren't like, no one's taking it anymore. No, everybody's
right.
taking it.
Yeah.
So we know why you're taking it. Just tell me. Just
right.
tell me that you're taking it. You knew you were taking it. You were trying to get that edge. I got popped. I won't do it again.
Well, you mentioned that McCutcheon might give him the little knuckle punch to his balls. That might, first of all, be how McCutcheon did it. So there's that.
A little needle on the knuckle.
Yeah, a little needle on the knuckle. We've played those games before in high school. Come on. And then the second thing is that, you know, this is one of those things where you just kind of play nice. You know, he got caught. He got busted. If he just says the supposed right things, this is all going to go away. He's going to come back. There won't be any complaints. He will find a new way to mask his steroid abuse, and that'll be it. It'll go away. If he does what you say, he'll be blackballed. It doesn't matter how good his stats are. If you flat out say, I'm going to keep getting away with it, they're going to keep fucking paying me, sorry, fans, we'll be back, and I'm going to keep kicking ass because I'll find a new way to be back on steroids, he'll be done. He'll be blackballed. He won't be playing baseball anymore.
But why is you know how many like players are always like, oh yeah, you know, he messed up. He knows he messed up. Like, no one ever like comes out after him and says like, you're an asshole, because they're all on it. They're all
right.
taking something.
Right.
Everybody's taking something to get that edge to do whatever. And there are some people who are maybe just barely breaking the rules. And there's others who are out there who are totally breaking the rules and have just gotten by, you know, luckily. That, you know, like, they've either masked it correctly or they've taken the piss test at the right time.
Do you remember how, I mean, I guess the most broken person would have been Alex Rodriguez. Remember, like, he was so in the pits with the Yankees, they didn't even want him to come back. They basically forced him out the door.
Right.
And now he's this, like, golden child of Fox Broadcasting.
And he's got his own company, his own
He could not have fallen ass backwards into more success.
Right.
Because, like, you know how everyone's saying, like, Tony Romo has got, like, the best hookup. He's got the best job after this career, and it's really sad. Like, Romo had to be the best guy to get that gig, and A-Rod basically got the same gig at Fox while destroying his legacy and his reputation in the game of baseball. And then
do you think like maybe like Major League Baseball like helped him out because he didn't throw anyone else underneath the bus? Because at a certain point you have to know that baseball knew everybody was
his family under
thinking.
The bus. Remember,
right.
He threw his cousin under the bus. He said,
the one in Dominican Republic.
Yeah. He threw his cousin and he tried to get away with it, and baseball still popped him for that.
Well, baseball's like, your cousin. Who cares? He's not a player.
Right.
But he didn't say like any of his Texas teammates. He didn't throw any of those guys.
No,
like,
not
hey,
those
I
guys.
Was thinking whatever. He didn't say anyone in the Yankees organization. He didn't say anything like that.
But he must have done something, because his punishment was way worse than everyone else's. Or maybe I'm thinking of Braun.
No. Rodriguez was like banned for like the whole year.
Right. And his Brian Braun's punishment was pretty bad too.
But he was one of the assholes who like
lied and took down
the one dude from from the drug program. Yeah.
So with Braun, remember how many rumors there were going to be that he was going to be traded to the Dodgers, that the Dodgers are trying to find him? This is the Dodgers with their deep statistical analysis, and they're trying to fix the game the right way, and their farm system's coming back up, and they want to invest their money in Ryan fucking Braun, this asshole who will throw everyone in that locker room under the bus if he ever gets caught for doing some shit.
Right.
There's no punishment. There's only success.
Right.
You only stand to gain from cheating.
All the rumors with Ryan Braun I thought were actually pretty funny. There's a guy who lives down in the jungle down here. His name is Bobby Hughes. And his son was blackballed for some reason. He was a catcher for the Brewers for a while and then for the Yankees, and he got blackballed for whatever reason.
Oh, is his name Jason Grimsley?
No. His son is also Bobby Hughes. But he got blackballed. But this guy, Bobby, like when it came out that, you know, Ryan Braun failed this test,
That
one of the rumors which I thought was hysterical was the fact that his herpes medication set it off. So Bobby tried being in like the know down there, and I remember like I'm out walking on the street and there's like, you know, a couple families or like people walking. And he's driving his convertible, and he pulls up, and he's like, "I knew it, Tommy. He's got herpes." Just whatever. And it turns out it wasn't even the case. You know,
right.
Like he just flat out.
No,
cheated.
Jeter has herpes.
He does.
Yeah, he gave it to Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba, probably Jessica Biel.
Probably Scarlett Johansson.
Probably Hannah Davis. Probably everybody.
Oh,
right? That's why he leaves such a good gift basket.
This is why Hannah Davis married him. She already had herpes. That's my theory. When two people already have herpes, that's fucking marriage material, man.
Well, it's like our good buddy Kinner Shaw. Like he's got a hysterical joke where he's like, there was an STD stat that came out like 4 or 5 years ago where it was like 1 out of every 6 people is carrying an STD right now. And he's like, whoa, that's scary. But he goes, think about that. Sooner or later, it's probably going to be like 1 in every 4.
Right.
And then after that, it's going to be 1 in every 2. But he goes, if we can get that to be 1 out of every 1, isn't this the sexual utopia that we've all been longing for?
Yeah, is that when condoms go away?
Yeah, because he was like, as far as I know, you can't get herpes squared.
Right.
It was funny. It's a really good, really good bit.
Yeah, I like that. Oh man, that's like some Children of Men shit. Like, yeah, everyone's gonna have herpes, and also no one's gonna be able to produce children. So yay, no condoms. Yay, humanity's erased.
So if you're keeping score at home, we started talking about Starlin Marte getting suspended for 80 games for taking an injectable steroid.
Right.
And now we're talking about herpes. Derek Jeter's gift baskets
and
herpes squared and Children of Men. That's why we do the show here at the Daily Upper Decker. You're not going to get this on the Dan Patrick Show.
Oh, fuck the Dan Patrick Show.
You're not going to get this with Jay Moore.
The Danettes.
But outside of that.
The Danettes will never talk about herpes on their show.
That's
so fuck
they all have them.
Jeter gave it to him on the show.
So let's say, like, get back to the comedy angle. Like, let's say someone would steal your joke.
Yeah.
What would the equivalent of that be, like, as we're talking about this here? Like, someone steals your joke, you come up to them, you say, hey, you're busted, I stole your joke.
Right.
And they would say, like, Starlin Marte's response from a comedian would be like,
it's different. It's not the same. It's totally different. It's like, what do you mean? I have writers. Oh, I have writers. I'm sorry. I didn't know that the writers took your steroids. Oh, I didn't know that. I have handlers. I have medicine guys. I have doctors. They prescribe me this stuff.
Well, because we were talking off mic that like this happened to Carlos Mencia.
Right.
When Joe Rogan jumped on stage at the Comedy Store.
Did you ever see the document? Oh, I'm sorry. Continue your point because then mine will sound better. So go.
Okay. So Joe Rogan jumps up there.
Yeah.
And he says, you're a really good performer, but you're a really good performer of other people's shit.
Right.
And he was like, you know, the whole wall joke, like, oh, Mr. Bush, who's going to build that wall?
Right.
Well, that joke was initially told by Ari Shaffir, who's a really funny comic, always at the Comedy Store, like Los Angeles staple. And he actually opened up for Carlos Mencia, but Carlos Mencia was like, never heard of this guy. Never heard of him. Here he actually opened for him, and he just flat out stole the joke.
Yeah.
So, all right, what's your story with that?
Did you ever see the movie I Am Comic?
No.
Oh, it's great, first of all. There's three of them. There's I Am Comic, I Am Road Comic, and then I Am Battle Comic, which has to do with going overseas, performing for troops and stuff.
Okay.
But the first one is great because at the very end of the movie, he gets Mencia to basically do your Starling Marte confession bit where he's like, yeah, yeah, I steal jokes. Yeah, you better not tell your A stuff when I'm at the club because I'll fucking take it. And it's like it's a joke. But it's that moment where he truly comes through. That's who that guy is.
Yeah.
He is a joke thief.
So you're like, okay, if you see him, don't do your best
stuff. Don't do your best material.
Right.
Unless you risk getting fired from the club, get the fuck off the stage.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
All right. Something else that that is not outstanding. I thought you'd love this because you're from Texas.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on here in the hot mess. Sam Dyson. Do you know who Sam Dyson is?
He plays defense, right, in the NFL?
No, he is was supposed to be the closer for the Texas Rangers
this year. That's
it. But
he has fallen off the fucking map.
Yeah, they put him on the disabled list with like an unknown, like,
yeah,
they said it was like inflammation
days.
Or something. No, it's 10 days. Now, now it's 10 days.
Okay.
And teams are really taking advantage of the 10-day DL right now. But Sam Dyson was supposed to be the team's closer. So far this year he's appeared in 4 games.
He's blown 3 saves.
Yeah, he's blown 3 save opportunities. Yeah. And the other one, like the first one where he came in, the game was tied.
Yeah.
And he blew that game. Like, he lost that game, but there was no save to blow. Otherwise,
right.
Otherwise he'd be
right.
You know, 0 for 4 in that department. So he was so bad last week that he gave up 3 runs in the 9th inning. So he pitched 1 inning, gave up 3 runs. His ERA went down. That's how bad he was. So if you're looking for, like, who's had the worst start of the year so far from Major League Baseball, it's, you know, the supposed to be closer of the Texas Rangers.
Basically,
Sam Dyson.
Dyson just needs to learn Marte's lesson and then mask the steroids well, and he'll be fine.
Well, the best part about when this happens in today's day and age,
uh-huh.
like back in the day, you just have to deal with, like, radio callers on an AM station, or you'd have to deal with – you know, maybe like people writing into the paper.
Right.
Now it's like instantaneous.
Right, yeah, Twitter.
So like immediately when Sam Dyson comes into the games now, people are like, you know, the GIFs that they're putting up, you know, like they'll be like, hey, just check it. Let's take a live look at Sam Dyson in the 9th. And you hit play in the video and it's a dumpster fire.
Or it's the, remember that YouTube video of the girl falling off the table like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Scarlett takes a tumble.
Yeah, the people are like, right away, the Rangers are going to fly Sam Dyson back to Texas on United. Sam Dyson is on pace for 69 blown saves this season. Happy to see his ERA go down to 33, though. and a lot of them, like, you know, why is Sam Dyson playing baseball? Sam Dyson drinks Pepsi and flies United. Sam Dyson isn't playing bad. He's playing historically awful. I wouldn't trust Sam Dyson to close a door right now.
What? Why did they invest in this guy? Where did he come from?
I don't know. He actually wasn't. He had his moments last year where he was pretty good. Then he had
the
some
Rangers?
Dicey moments. Yeah.
Okay.
He saved like 30 some games for them.
Oh, so
last
he
year.
Was the real closer last year.
Last year.
Okay.
So that the first time he did that was maybe last Wednesday or mm-hmm. last Tuesday mm-hmm. night, last mm-hmm. last Wednesday night. So then it happened again. So then they brought him in again, and he blew the game again. And here are some of the other tweets that came out. Does Sam Dyson own Whataburger? They never close either.
I fucking love Whataburger. Shout out to that guy.
A friend of mine threw his Sam Dyson jersey in the trash. The trash wouldn't close after that. glad I was on the road instead of watching the daily aneurysm known as Sam Dyson.
Aneurysm.
Attention any MLB team. I'll trade you Sam Dyson for a juice box and a cookie.
Dude.
me after the Stars season, the Dallas Stars season.
Oh, which was awful.
Yeah. Well, at least baseball season can't be any more painful than that. Sam Dyson, hold my beer. So that's become like the new norm now where like people are like, for example, Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
Someone sent me like a meme today.
Yeah.
And it was like, the Atlanta Falcons. We own the all-time choke job. Aaron Hernandez, hold my beer. let's see. I've come to think that Sam Dyson just doesn't like Cole Hamels and does this on purpose because he's blown three of Cole Hamels' games. Yeah.
Cole Hamels is amazing. And the fact that they have him and Darvish in the same team and they're not in fucking first place is a sham.
hey, it's Eastern. Sam Dyson still sucks. This was the best one. So you know,
Jesus and his ERA rise.
That's good.
Thank you.
See?
Thank you. I write these sometimes.
You gotta follow Adam Ferberg on Twitter and on Facebook. It's every 20 minutes.
Wrote a real killer Radiohead joke today. I feel really good about it.
Go ahead, let's hear it.
It depends. Do you guys know Jerky Boys really well?
Yeah, the phone guys, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember the track Pablo Honey? It was the first track off Jerky Boy. Pablo Honey, come to Florida. Are you washing your ass? So their first album is called Pablo Honey because they got an early copy of Jerky Boys 2, and they thought it was the funniest fucking thing that they called the album Pablo Honey because that's the first
really?
Track. So I was like, they blew a chance to call their other albums Are You Washing Your Ass, Come to Florida, and You Bastard, because those are the lines from that. It's super inside. It was my least liked joke that I wrote today, but it was hands down my favorite because I love Radiohead. I love the Jerky
Boys. Well, it's actually timely too because it's Coachella.
Right. Oh, it yeah. Is. Did you hear how their show got messed up?
Yeah, the sound kept going.
Yeah.
During the Radiohead show.
Yeah. You know, I got to see them last Tuesday in Santa Barbara. That was an amazing show.
Did the sound go out there?
No, it was killer. That was it was probably the best show I've ever seen.
Did you take a picture of Tom York's lazy eye? I actually quote Tom York in the lazy eye song.
So I actually got a picture of his eye. Do you want to see it?
Is it like really lazy or is it a glass eye? Is it a fake eye?
Well, we're going to find out because I actually have, because there's a song where, because you know they have cameras all around the screen.
Uh-huh.
And so let me see if I can find it.
All right, so while you find it.
There you go. It looks pretty good.
Come on.
It looks pretty good.
Well, no, that's his good one, isn't it?
He leans into the camera with his eye, and like so that you're looking right in his eye throughout
the
song.
Yeah, you can see his fingers holding it up, though. Tom York, lazy eye.
Oh, man. Hey, listen, you got to get the Triple D's to open for you, Radiohead, all right? Triple D's on tour with Radiohead, and I'll be the MC of the show.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right, one last thing on Sam Dyson before we move on here. So, you know, on Wikipedia pages, you can just update pages. Like, you can update it, and then it takes someone to come in and, like, delete it.
Isn't Dyson the name of the guy that discovered Skynet in the Terminator series?
Is it?
Yeah, Dyson's that's the guy's name.
Well, there were no Terminator tweets.
Oh, that's
Is the movie already too old for the Twitter generation?
This is my problem, is that, like, I like discovering this kind of shit, and then I'm like, oh, no one's watched Terminator 2 in 30 years. Fucking great.
It's crazy.
It's a great movie.
Well, so is the addition to Sam Dyson's Wikipedia page. So it's like...
let's see it.
It says... So at the end, it's like, Dyson boomed onto the scene and was pivotal for Texas as he finished with 36 or 38 saves and 43 opportunities and a 2.43 ERA, 55 strikeouts, and a 1.22 whip. After the 2016 season, it was announced Dyson would pitch for the United States team in the WBC. He is garbage and continues to blow games and many other things as well. So the geniuses get in there and they just kind of like tuck it in there.
Right,
so people
don't
find it. And it stays up there briefly.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's so good. Remember Norm Charlton? Remember
that
guy?
Yes, I do. Yeah, the lefty.
One of the nasty boys on the Reds? So he was the Mariners closer in the mid-90s, and one of the reasons why they were good. And then he had a season where he couldn't finish innings. Now, I think it was like the 96 season.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't finish shit. And so they had this all-star closer with an expensive contract who was basically put on the disabled list the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
This happens a lot. It's just like your time as a relief pitcher is very, very short.
Can you have like mental... Like a mental illness, can that put you on the DL for like 60 days? Like well, he's mentally fucked up right now.
Remember when Chuck Knobloch couldn't stop throwing
the
balls? And this all-star gold glove second baseman suddenly just got the yips. And he hit Keith Olbermann's mom in the face with the ball. Remember that?
I'll take it.
Oh, no.
That's all totally worth it.
She had season tickets to the Yankees, and he smacked her in the face with a baseball one time. So, and that was the moment that Olbermann stopped covering sports and started being a psycho political commentator. He couldn't take it anymore.
Well, Aaron Sorkin did a show about him, so that's when you know you made it. Moving on here in the hot mess, we're not going to really touch the NBA playoffs because
they're garbage.
This is like days like 3 and 4 of 2 months.
The NBA
two
playoffs.
2 months of playoffs.
Like the NBA playoffs are proof that like all sports require retraction.
Yeah.
Like, I believe the NBA shouldn't start until Christmas Day. It should, and there should only be 24 teams across all of the sports, and only 8 teams in each league should get into their playoffs, and that's it. The 2 months of fucking playoffs?
Well, more than half of the teams make the playoffs.
Well, it almost
you're rewarding
you...
teams who are like 500.
Right. And also, you're rewarding, like, I get that the all season-long triple-double is a big deal because no one's ever done that, or I guess Oscar Robertson did that, and now Russell Westbrook did it. But he's also – he plays for a bad team. Like, I know, like, the fourth or fifth seed, but they're clearly not that good. He has to have a record –
they're already down 2-0 to Houston.
Right. Now. He has to have a record performance for them to be any good. So, yeah, he is valuable, but it's just – it's utter garbage that he kicked his own ass for 82 games, and he's going to be done in a couple of days.
Right, so that'll take care of our NBA playoff coverage here at the Daily Upper Decker.
Yeah,
we'll check back in 3 weeks.
Right,
when there's still teams left,
when it's Cavaliers and Warriors, because the NBA product is shit.
That's mid June.
Yeah,
you can go to Vegas in mid June and catch the NBA Finals.
Right,
It's mid-April.
It's shit. It's a stupid system.
So we'll move in to the NFL. When I want to talk about the NFL draft is coming up next week.
Nice.
So I'm actually heading to Philadelphia.
Are you really? You're working?
The Road to Puppy Bowl draft, like MC. Like I'm kind of like the referee and the commissioner at the same time. So we're going to go to an animal shelter out there, which is supposedly like the oldest animal shelter in the country. In Philadelphia, and I'm told it smells like it too.
Nice.
So you need to have
co-hosts with you named Mel Pupper Jr. and Dog McShay. What do you say?
See, that's perfect. So now you're kind of on board or like on the right track of what happened. So they name all of these adoptable puppies like Pupping Manning or something like that, or Walter Puppy instead of Walter. It just like
right, yeah.
It's real cheesy, but it's
Deshaun Dachson.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. See? Thank you. Thank you.
You need to work
gentlemen.
For Animal
Thank
Planet.
You very much.
So we go out
I
there.
Need to work for a lot of people, Tommy. No one wants to pay me.
And I'm basically the Roger Goodell. So there's like three or four NFL players on one side on Team Fluff and three or four players on the other side, their Team Rough. And they'll come up there and they'll be like, with the first pick in the 2017 Road to Puppy Bowl draft, Team Fluff takes Deshaun Dachson. Yeah. And I'll have him talk about him, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And whatever. It's a really fun time.
Nice.
What apparently isn't a fun part of the NFL draft is some of the questions that these players are getting asked. So Mike Williams used
to ask them if they were gay. Like they used to be like really sexist.
Right. And it continues to this day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It still goes on like these ridiculous
questions.
Oh, my God. So Mike Williams, the receiver for Clemson.
Uh-huh.
I feel like there have been like 80 Mike Williams. In
yeah,
the NFL.
You need to be very specific.
Yeah, this is the receiver for Clemson who's supposed to be a decent pick. He was on the Rich Eisen show today.
Uh-huh.
And Rich Eisen was like, hey, so let's talk about some of the questions you were asked. You know, because he knows, Rich Eisen knows, like maybe he'll come up with one of these dandy questions. And he was like,
does Eisen
you know,
ever tread a line like that? Because he basically works for the
league. It's the NFL Network.
Right.
Yeah. But I think he does it wisely. It's like if the player says it and he doesn't say it, then it's like, oh,
it's
all
like,
right,
oh,
you know?
Okay.
And I think the NFL is like in the business of like the, you know, no news is bad news.
Really? Even if people come out and say you're
this
fucking,
is what's getting asked,
homophobic.
Yeah, because people are talking about it.
Right.
Yeah. So Mike Williams, wide receiver from Clemson, is like, oh man, I don't know, I can't even remember. And Rich Eisen's like, you can't remember a question that was asked? Like, what's your favorite color?
See,
like, what school did you go to?
He's become. I like Eisen show more than Patrick.
Oh, big time!
I love
He's
it
great.
Because the whole idea of the Danettes and just like how they've become characters. Now they're part of, like, Eisen still likes to call out bullshit, which even though he still works for the league, so I still feel like he's kind of pats them on the back sometimes. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off again.
No, you're great.
Oh, thank you.
And one of the reasons why I think you like him is because he's a comic.
Right.
Like, he'll actually do, like, stand-up sets.
Really?
Every now and then when he travels, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's...
Have you worked with him before?
I have never worked with him. I just heard him do a radio interview one time.
Okay.
And he was like, yeah. He goes, I'll jump up and do, like, 10 minutes here, or next week I'm going to be here, and whatever. He's
that's
a funny dude.
That's super cool. Yeah, you have to be funny to be, like, the front face guy of a network.
Right. All right. So here's the question that Mike Williams was asked. How would you kill somebody?
With a gun or with a knife?
Execution style, just outside of Boston, Massachusetts.
Next question. Look at these hands. Oh, yeah. That would actually be a hysterical question. Oh, yeah, like, how would I kill somebody?
The lead pipe
with
in
a
the
lead
library.
Pipe in the kitchen. Yeah, in the library.
With Colonel Mustard.
With Colonel Mustard eating my ass. Any more questions here, sir? Waste my time. So I think you're supposed to say, like, what they're looking for probably is, like, I would never kill somebody.
Right.
So how would you kill somebody? Would you use a gun or would you use a knife?
Right.
And these are the questions that are getting asked. So I don't know what you're probably supposed to say that. I would never kill anybody. But it's almost like if I'm a player, I'm just kind of like, what a waste of my time.
Have you ever seen Michael Clayton?
No, the George Clooney movie?
It's a fucking great movie.
Michael
awesome
Clayton.
Awesome movie. You should go see it. It's awesome.
Okay. Well, I don't think I would have to go anywhere to see Michael Clayton. I could probably
you probably download
get on
it.
My
yeah,
TV.
Yeah. So there's a scene where the guy – so it's basically about a lawyer that's trying to protect the company. Like, mm-hmm. It's a big company. They're about to get hit with a lot of, like, legal shit. And a guy's about to talk. Mm-hmm. And this guy in the movie who's going to talk – I don't want to ruin it for you. There's an amazing scene where he's basically taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like – it's so tense and it's quick and it hits you in the face. And, that would be my answer.
How would you kill somebody? Michael Clayton.
Remember that movie Michael Clayton? Remember that scene where Tom – whatever his name is goes down? Yeah, that's how I'd do it.
All right. Let's go.
You looked
and
at me seriously.
You're in my
for
studio.
A second.
That's great. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think I'd have to go anywhere to see that movie. In fact, you know what I find disturbing?
What's that?
Is that, like, on a lot of porn sites right now, like mm-hmm. free internet porn sites, mm-hmm. people are uploading, like, movies to it. So you're, like, looking for – I bet you I could find Michael Clayton on a porn site. So, like, you're looking for, like, whatever. So you're under, like, lesbian porn, and you're going through, and there's, like, all right, that one looks good. Maybe I'll give this one a shot. And then like someone has uploaded, like, the latest Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah. The Artist.
It makes you kind of think, like, I do have about 90 minutes to kill you. Maybe I will check out the new Fate of the Furious.
I just kind of want to watch a French silent film.
Who's doing that? Yeah. Who's actually going through and say, all right, here we go. We've got some time. And it's like, you know what? Fate of the Furious sounds really good
right now.
That's outstanding. So, yeah, if you want to save $15, just head on over to Spank Bang.
Spank. I haven't heard of that one. That's great. Over. Great title.
So I honestly... I don't know why you would ask these kids these questions. Like, they're already under such, like, immense pressure already.
Right.
Why would you ask them?
That's probably – you're right. They're probably trick questions.
I think at that point, too, then they're probably – once they get to the Wonderlic, they're probably like, fuck these questions. Like, I'm done with questions. And that's why players are getting, like, fours and fives and sixes on Wonderlics, because they're like, we're done with these questions. Are they the same questions? How am I going to kill somebody? Am I gay?
Right.
Do I like feet? All right, moving on here in the hot mess. Our last thing before we get into the T-shirts that we're going to choose tonight that go on our Bachelor in 6 weeks. Last story, Serena Williams. Did you see this? Serena Williams.
Yeah, she posted a picture of her belly.
So she's engaged or married to the Reddit dork.
Right.
So that kid can go either way. That's either going to be like a huge black athlete or a fucking nerd.
He doesn't have to do a damn thing with his life, so it doesn't matter.
Right, what a mismatched couple. I don't know if I've ever seen a mismatched couple like that.
Just online today, because of she posted the picture and it went viral, of course. There's a lot of discussions about, I guess some people are upset that she married a white guy. Some people are upset about that, mm-hmm. and I never – do you know anything about that? Have you heard anything about that? People are like pissed that she didn't marry a black guy, she married a white guy.
It sounds like it's probably the exact something. Opposite of the people at like Wimbledon who are still pissed that she's playing tennis on the court.
That's true. Yeah. I don't really see anyone's problem with that.
I'm sure her dad's pretty pissed about it because, you know, her dad was probably one of those guys who grew up like not being able to get into clubs or whatnot, like, you know, different tennis complexes.
Right.
To when he sees his daughter marry a white guy, it's probably the last thing. There's a lot of white households where if you'd bring Serena Williams home, they wouldn't be very happy about it.
Well, they're all idiots.
Racism is alive and well in 2017. That is correct. The story here is that she posted a picture today that shows that she's 20 weeks pregnant,
mm-hmm.
which means that she won the Australian Open while she was pregnant.
which just goes to show that she is the best tennis player to ever live.
Correct. And that's the whole point. Like, you know, a lot of times when you hear about, like, who are the best athletes to have ever lived, it's always like Will Chamberlain, Michael Jordan, Muhammad
Secretariat.
Ali. Secretariat. Throwing
Remember
the
when they threw Secretariat yes. in the greatest athletes list?
Yes, ESPN?
Yeah.
It's a horse.
It's a fucking horse, dude. It's greatest. A horse. And especially now that what's his name, Amazing Pharaoh or whatever his name was, won the Triple
yeah.
Crown, like people are gonna fucking forget about Secretariat.
What was it? The Pharaoh, American Pharaoh,
American Pharaoh,
American Pharaoh. Yes, American Pharaoh. So the whole point of that story was when you start talking about top athletes,
ever.
Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Secretariat.
Yeah,
you can't have a top 10 without Serena
Listen,
Williams.
The flu game is bullshit. Michael Jordan was out all night drinking, and he was hungover in that game. That's bullshit. Serena Williams won the Australian Open while she was pregnant. She's the best athlete to ever live.
The only thing Michael Jordan ever did was go out, lose $200,000 in a poker game, and get his father killed. Serena Williams is out getting buns in the oven and winning tournaments.
Yeah.
Winning majors. So, yeah. Michael Jordan never poured in 65 while he was pregnant.
Yeah. Serena, you're the greatest to ever live. You can marry whoever the hell you want. None of us care. You're awesome. Keep it up.
All right. So what are we going to call this final segment?
Well, we can't call it Factor Fudge.
There is no Factor Fudge tonight. It's just Adam Furberg. Find him on Twitter, at Adam Furberg, AdamFeuerberg.
This is Tommy. This is why I love you, man. You always make sure to say my name and spell it out properly. You're probably like the only person I know who knows how to spell it.
Well, I just want to make sure both of our listeners know where to go to find you.
It's just you and me on our computers right now.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So we'll call this segment The Bachelor.
Okay.
All right. You know, okay. I don't think there's any shows or anything out there called The Bachelor.
Not at all. We're not going to get
all
sued.
All right. So the Daily Upper Decker presents The Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
All right, so here's the deal. So my best friend gets married at the end of June. At the beginning of June, we're flying back to Wisconsin, and we're having one hell of a bachelor party for him. And with the difference between having a bachelor party now mm-hmm. than, like, you know, 15 years ago when most of my buddies got married mm-hmm. is that now we have money.
Right.
You know, now we have jobs.
Right.
You know, before it was just kind of like, you know, it was like, oh my God, we need to cram as many people as we can into this taxi. Or is there.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You'd call the casino to pick you up, take you to the casino, and then walk around for 10 minutes and then call the casino to take you to the strip club. So you didn't have to call. Like, you know, you'd figure things out like
right.
that. Now it's just kind of like Uber or just like.
Right.
Hell, whatever. Like, we'll pay a kid $20 to drive us to the tit bar. It doesn't
right.
matter. Like, here's
yeah.
20. In fact, here's 30 for doing it. Like, you
right,
tip
yeah.
the kid $10. So whatever.
Thank you, kid.
So. And now it's like you can do fun stuff like this. So you can put him in T-shirts. So the rule is going to be he's a school teacher, so no pictures.
Right.
You can't take any pictures of this guy while he's doing whatever. So there's a site that the Daily Upper Decker's Justin Gilbert showed us after a podcast a couple weeks ago called T-Shirt Hell. And I don't know if you've ever seen this site.
Mm-mm.
But there are some unbelievable T-shirts on it. So tonight, you and I, we're gonna choose three shirts
okay.
out of all the shirts that I go through.
Okay.
And those are the three shirts I'm going to purchase and that he's going to wear. So one of the big things they do at T-Shirt Hell is they, like one here, it says Bob Marley, mm-hmm. and it's got like the green, the red, and whatever.
Right.
And it's actually a picture of Jimi Hendrix.
there's
one,
it.
Yeah, and it's just like there's one next to it that says Led Zeppelin, and it's Kiss.
That's awesome.
You know, like Chuck Norris, but it's really Bruce Lee on it.
That's great.
There's one that says Mumford and Son, and instead it's a picture of Sanford and Son.
Just Red Fox with a violin.
Yeah. No, he's singing. He's got a microphone in his hand.
Oh.
and his son's got the banjo.
Okay.
So those are all cute. Like, I love the concept there. That's great.
Right.
The other shirts that are on there. There's one that it's like a green shirt and it's got like the green speckles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then in red, and you can't see it if you can't see the color red. And it says, fuck the colorblind.
That's genius.
Yeah, it, some of these are. Now, we're starting slow here.
Okay,
really
okay.
All right,
so that's the bottom. All right, here we go.
If I'm not on a watch list, someone isn't doing their job.
That might be a winner for your friend.
That's a good one. This one I really like. I think this one might be a winner for sure. I think my sock is pregnant.
Is that who he's marrying? His left sock?
So my wife is off mic over here, and she's looking at me. Do you understand that one? I think my sock is pregnant. Okay, what does that mean? I think my sock is pregnant. Correct. All right, you got it.
Yay.
You got it. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, he uses the sock.
Someone went to medical school.
Did I ever tell you the story about my buddy in the sock?
No.
So my buddy Luke, he one time, this is when he was still living with his parents in college and didn't come home in the summer. So he's out partying one night. He comes home at like 1, 2 in the morning, and he's like, ah, fuck it, I'm going to toss one off. So he gets buck naked, puts a sock on, falls asleep. In the morning, like it's like 9, 9.30 in the morning, his mom comes in, Luke, breakfast is ready. Yeah. And there he just lays wearing nothing but a sock. It was just, they never talked about it.
I had his.
Right. Yeah. I agreed. I think, you know, my wife says that at least he had a sock on.
Oh, I have a very similar story, but there was no sock. I got home from college. I think I'd been like up for 24 hours getting a paper done towards like the end of a semester of college. I got home. I wanted to jerk off, but yeah, I got buck naked and then I fell asleep on the bed. And then my friends come back. They're out partying because they already got their exams done. I was like, I had some late stuff. And I just hear, Adam, get up. We're here to party. Oh, my God. And that was, me and my buddy Brendan were never closer than that. That was really a real moment.
At least it was your friend.
Yeah.
Right?
I think.
That's at least, because that's really one of those things you can still laugh about.
I think he was more intimidated by what he saw than disgusted. So I feel good about it.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. Adam, we're here to party. Oh, my God. Real high point in my life.
So, moving
I'm
back
surprised
on
I haven't told a story like that on stage.
So, no, well, now we're on to something.
Okay.
This is what the podcast is for you. This
right.
is like, you know, another avenue for you to tell and then develop your comedy
oh,
and become
you.
The
yes.
big name.
Ew, hey,
Netflix special.
Yeah.
All right. So I think My Sock is Pregnant is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
There's another one here that is, I'm not autistic, I'm just an asshole.
Which is really, don't you wish the Sheldon character from The Big Bang Theory wore that one?
Fucking nerds!
Yeah.
There's one that is Black Lives Matter, and there's a Lego guy on it.
Depending on who you're hanging out with, that might not be so cool.
Same thing with this one. Slavery gets shit done, and there's a picture of the pyramids on it. And then in parentheses, there's also a censored version available.
Jesus Christ.
Another shirt that says, I'm not trans, I just want to watch your daughter pee.
Oh, that's Kurt Schilling's favorite t-shirt. That's Kurt Schilling's favorite t-shirt.
Did God, he say something
oh,
like that?
Oh, that guy's a fucking idiot.
I know he is, but did
so
he say something?
During the whole bathroom law in North Carolina thing, he posted a meme on his Facebook of basically a very ugly man wearing a dress and a like a wig, and it just said, do you want this in the bathroom with your daughter? And then that was the day that ESPN fired him. They fired him over that one. They let him get away with the anti-Islam thing, but it was the trans one that got him popped finally. So
there is
and now he wants to be a senator.
Of course. And he'll get obviously voted in.
You think so? You think Boston will vote him in? Because they're shockingly as racist as someone from Boston is, they always vote Democrat. You know what I mean?
I think as long as he wears the bloody sock and like a Red Sox uniform, they're going to vote him in. This one, I'm glad my wife's here for this one because this is a really funny shirt. I'm sorry for what I said when you were a cunt.
Listen, that's for him to say for the honeymoon.
So the story behind that shirt, or at least like how it relates to me, is one time Kate and I got in an argument and I eventually brought it out. It was just like Lucky Louie. When I was just like, you know what? It's because you're a cunt. Yes, that's it. And just flat out just called her a cunt like 3 or 4 times.
Right.
And, you know, the next day, whatever goes by, next day after that, I'm like, oh, I need to get her some flowers. I got to make up for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well.
By the way, they're lovely.
Oh, the lilies. Really, yeah, the lilies. Yeah.
You did a really good job.
These lilies right here. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was the first picture that I ever put up on Snapchat, and it's no longer up there because when I was interviewing all those Olympians last year,
uh-huh.
they're like, or not Snapchat, it was Instagram.
Right.
It was the first Instagram photo I'd ever put up. So I had to delete it because all the like the athletes like Brandi Chastain and Amanda Beard and Carrie Strug. They're all like, okay, what's your Instagram? I'll tag you. And I'm like, Tommy Gimler. And I quick go on there. I had to delete all these pictures because it said it was a picture of the flowers. And it was like, Katie, I love you. Sorry I called you a cunt. It was a funny picture, and she laughed when she came in.
It's a funny thing that you're admitting that you made a mistake, but then you still throw in the cunt as a joke. There are levels to that. The joke is that you admitted that you made a mistake.
Right. Yeah, we laughed about it. I was just pretty sure that the U.S. Olympic Committee wouldn't have found it as funny.
Right. No, so definitely.
We made sure to take that one down. Here's another great shirt. If you have a whistle, now is the time.
That's a winner.
And it's got the picture of the whistle on it. Like, you just see him walking through the campground resort where we're at. Where that thing. This is another one that I think is a winner. You're actually going to have to look at this one because it doesn't say anything.
Okay.
But it's the stick figure that's the handicap symbol.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like got that. It's like the white.
Right.
But with the blue background.
Right.
And then the next block next to it is a stick figure of a guy pointing, laughing at him. I thought that was pretty funny. What? Which one?
Julia Roberts has a necklace that says cunt on it. Yeah. So Julia Roberts is cool.
and then here this one's pretty good. So the front says there are two people fucking on the back of this shirt, and then the back is just kidding, believe in Jesus, and it's a picture of Jesus.
That's a real Jesus-y thing to do, is say something that could be half true or not.
There's a bunch of other ones on there. I tried to quickly read through like some of the ones. Like there's one the front says free hugs. On the back of it, it says world champion slut hugger. You know, so there's good ones. So out of those, what would be the three that you think we need to land?
I like the whistle one.
The whistle one, yep, good.
What was this second or third one that I really liked?
I
think my sock is pregnant. And then there was another one.
You choose it, man.
What was the second one that you said?
The second one, well, there's I'm not autistic, I'm just an asshole.
Okay, that's a keeper.
Yeah, there was the, yeah. You have no idea how much I hate your kids. Whatever. You know, there's some that are, like, better than others, like the Mumford and Son. That's actually pretty good.
Fuck the colorblind.
Fuck
that,
the colorblind.
That one is just creative.
Yeah.
That one's just brilliant because the colorblind can't see it.
The fact that I bought this shirt should be red flag number one. So shit like that. All right. So for sure, I think my sock is pregnant, and if you have a whistle, now is the time. They're not one of our sponsors, but if you've got the time, head on over there. It's definitely a load of laughs.
Yeah.
T-shirthell.com. All right. That's our show for this week. Pleasure, as always.
Hey.
With the very hysterical Adam Furberg. You can check us out every single day online at dailyupperdecker.com. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Daily Upper Deck. Adam Furberg, anything to say about Aaron Hernandez? Hey, don't leave me hanging.
Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.